Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Notes from a Small Island by Bill Bryson, narrated by Ron McClarty. This work is copyrighted 1995 by Bill Bryson. This recording is copyrighted 1999 by Recorded Books Incorporated. After nearly two decades spent on British soil, Bill Bryson decided to return to his native land, the United States. Before departing, he set out on a grand farewell tour of the green and kindly island that had so long been his home. And so we have Notes from a Small Island, an irreverent jaunt around the unparalleled floating nation that has produced Zebra Crossings, Shakespeare, Twiggy Winky's Farm, and places with names like Farley Wallop and Titsy. And now, Notes from a Small Island.
Chapter 1. There are certain idiosyncratic notions that you quietly come to accept when you live for a long time in Britain. One is that the British summers used to be longer and sunnier. Another is that the England soccer team shouldn't have any trouble with Norway. A third is the idea that Britain is a big place. This last is easily the most intractable. If you mention in the pub that you intend to drive from, say, Surrey to Cornwall, a distance that most Americans would happily go to get a taco, your companions will puff their cheeks, look knowingly at each other, and blow out air as if to say, "Well, now that's a bit of a tall order." And then they'll launch into a lively and protracted discussion of whether it's better to take the A30...